I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes to let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would sing. They would say, if I die, let me die. And the, like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. Say, if I die, let me die. Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy, I feel protected. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody clap your hands. I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it. Two, three. So I grew up on stuff like that, and I didn't understand the songs. And so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping, and I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up, and then you'll hear another one like this. It will say, living, he loved me. Come on, church, hey. Free me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Come on, one more time. Living, he loved me. Da-da-da-da, save me. Bury, he carried my sin. Free me forever. Come on, y'all. One day. Let's go, agape. Here we go. Everybody clap your hands. I'm going down memory lane. Forget what you've done for me. You say what? Jesus, I'll never say. How you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, God is a good God. Come on, church. I said, God is a good God. I said, God. Everybody clap your hand. Clap your hand. Now the devil's in between us. Clap your hand. Everybody clap your hand. So I grew up on stuff like that. I didn't, you know, since this is our first time, we on a date tonight.
Come on, y'all. Let's do. Let's, y'all know. You know, we just like to get it started and just be excited about what God is doing. Man, I am. I'm gonna give a kind of a preview into tomorrow's thought process for the message tomorrow. I was trying to figure out what in the world I was going to get a devotion over the day. I kind of had a lot on my mind, a lot of stuff going on. You know, the attacks of the enemy is real. Y'all don't want to hear me. Like we shout about all of that stuff and we celebrate it, but the attack of the enemy is real. And being a champion means that, watch this, it doesn't mean that you become a bully. It doesn't mean that you run into every fight just because a fight is happening. No. Being a champion literally means this, is that I'm in a place, I am in a thought process, I'm in a mindset that I'm going to win any fight I'm in. And having power and having authority are two different things. Y'all not trying to hear me. That having, sometimes you can have the power to do something, but don't have the authority to. And I refuse to become a bully. So I was trying to figure out why I was having these thought processes and why I was thinking about this stuff. And it's been on my mind all morning. I didn't think it was about the devotion. And I was looking at this scripture for tomorrow. And I was trying to figure out, and I asked First Lady, I said, what do you think a good devotion today would be? And she said, look at your shirt. And I said, that's it. That's it, y'all. Let me move this mic out the way. That's it. Victory over everything. And y'all, I always thought that victory over everything meant the stuff that came my way. I thought it was a reactive thing, that the stuff that hits me, I can get victory over, because that's how I don't bother people. I don't go after stuff. I don't try to upset people. That's naturally not my personality. I don't store up stuff. I'm mainly reactive when it comes to stuff like that. But God showed me this text. He said in Philippians 4:3, I can do all things through him that gives me strength. What does that translate to in 2021? That I got victory over everything. Why? Because I refuse to get into a mindset, a mode, a thought process, a challenging contest with anything and anybody that's trying to approach me and make me feel like I can't do it. And watch this. Some people, some stuff that you're trying to achieve, you're going to think that you can't do it. But your lack of being able to achieve it is not dictated. Watch this. Please follow me today. It's not dictated based upon the people that have agreed with you, the people that have pushed you, the people that have helped finance you, the people that have told you what and how they were going to do whatever they were going to do. I came to tell somebody today, take the straps off, take the bootstraps off, take the mindset off, take the limitations off to think that you got to do this through anybody else. Watch this. Please follow me from the bottom of my heart that in this time, in this season, in this mode that we're in, that this being able to do all things through Christ is not limited based upon the people and stuff that you have going on. It's not based upon the people that agree with you. It's not based upon the people that think that you should be able to do what you're doing. But in this season, all things, this is the powerful part, through him, which means what? As long as you've got God on your side, people, processes, and procedures go out of the window. Protocol goes out of the window if you get him. Because if you get him, through him, victory is achieved. Watch this. If you got victory over everything, means what? That you had victory through him. Y'all not trying to hear me. That I came to tell two people that was watching me that needed a word and couldn't wait till Sunday morning. This is my word for you. Don't wait until Sunday morning to get your victory. Go through him today. Go through God. Go with God. Expect God to do everything you need him to do. Don't look for anything else. And if you have been failing, it's because you got from behind him. If it doesn't work out the way you thought it should, one or two things happen. One, it wasn't with him. Watch this. Or it wasn't what you really needed. That's how you got to get it. That's how you got to understand it. Because I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The reason I don't fight wasteless battles is because I don't waste the strength that he gave me. Y'all not trying to hear me. I lean on him for too much. I don't need nobody wasting my time, my energy, my talents. I love it, and it ain't nothing he can do about it. I appreciate God. I appreciate what he's doing. I appreciate the ways that he's made in my life. And guess what? I'm getting out of, watch this, y'all. I'm getting out of the demanding business and getting into the business of depending. Watch this, y'all not trying to hear me. I'm getting out of demanding God to do some stuff and start depending on him to fix it. Because guess what? I can't do it without him. And I refuse. Wow, y'all don't. Man, God just dropped this in my spirit and I'm through. I refuse. I refuse to be in a mansion without God. Watch this. I'd rather be in a shack with him. Because if you give me the Shaq, he can give me everything else. If you give me Jesus, he can give me everything else. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Kirk Franklin said it like that. I'd rather the fame of fortune, riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver. Come on, I can do all things. All things. What's that? Whatever that thing you pray for this morning, you can get it. Just go through him. Go through God and you'll see the rest. Let's go to God in prayer. I love you, God. I thank you. I adore you, your blessing, your reign, your rule in our life. God, you're able to do it. We see you. We see you in every area, every stage, every move, every shift, every door opened, every way made. God, you're able to do it seamlessly, God. For that, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for your people, your power, your prayer, your presence. God, we thank you for all of it. God, we give you all of the glory, God, that last week for some was a lot. But God, you brought us through it. In fact, that is Saturday, and we're getting ready for the first day of the week. We ask that you let this week end with closure and start us off with a new anointing, a new beginning, a new excitement. Because God, you promised that we would have victory over everything. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Ask these things. Amen. I love you all. Remember, no daily love tomorrow. It is Sunday. We are Monday through Saturday. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we will have our we'll worship virtually at Victory Community Church virtual worship service. We ask that you come Sundays at 10 a.m. We're on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook. Remember, champions, we're still praying about our 106 challenge. 100% of people tithing to the ministry for 6 months. We're believing God, 106. We're already seeing miracles and signs and wonders and favor made in our life. We thank you so much for being a part. And guess what, y'all? If this was the week from hell for you, remember that.
Just another day. I finished, I promise. That the Lord has kept me. Just another day. That the Lord has kept me. He has kept me. That one day we can pray. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day just another day.